The Daily News Article Audio.
Today in Human Interest. Abandoned dogs in Ethiopia's capital get little care. A woman wants to change that. Among the whimpering of rescued dogs, a soft whistle cuts through. It's Faven Melise, a young woman hoping to support thousands of abandoned dogs on the streets of the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The 29-year-old music degree graduate has put up a rare shelter on the outskirts of the city, where she provides food and a place to stay for 40 dogs, while feeding about 700 others every week on the streets. Melise said she has found new homes for more than 300 dogs in the past 2 years. Together with fellow young animal rights activists, they are on a mission to change the widespread perception in Ethiopia that dogs are protectors working for humans, not pets to be cared for. As skyscrapers rise in Addis Ababa, the estimated 200,000 unclaimed dogs roaming the streets have fewer places to hide. Many dog owners have abandoned them as they move into new residential apartments whose landlords enforce a no-pet policy. Authorities have expressed concern about the spread of diseases like rabies, and in recent months, they have faced criticism after poisoning thousands of stray dogs ahead of major events, following an incident in which a resident was bitten. Melise said many in Ethiopia do not treat dogs with care and abandon them when they become inconvenient. In Ethiopia, the society does not understand. They say, are they, dogs, hungry? Do they have feelings? They don't care if they eat or not. If they are sick, they don't care, she said. Melise's shelter, though small and makeshift, is also a haven for dogs that survived road accidents. One of them, Kanjit, whose name means beautiful in Amharic, wears a neck brace to help support healing and wags her tail as Melise cuddles her. Some residents in Addis Ababa say they are worried about the dangers posed by stray dogs and that the animals should be taken to a shelter. The Addis Ababa City Administration official, Melise Anshibo, told the Associated Press that the government was planning to begin a dog registration and vaccination exercise to ensure that dog owners are fully responsible.
Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.